morning. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Good morning. Welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're about to get started. If you will quickly come in and grab a seat. I want to introduce a special friend, Jeff Melpass, who's going to share a few words with us before we start worship this morning. Jeff?
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me a little opportunity to share with you something that's close to my heart. Several years ago, I was involved in a Bible study written by Henry Blackaby. In that study, the focus was based on the fact that if you really, truly wanted to experience God and what He's doing, the trick was to find what God was up to and then join Him in it. And this morning, I'm here to invite you to join in what God is doing through an organization called Young Life in the life of middle school and high school students and the college leaders that are working with them. For those of you who don't know, Young Life is an organization that focuses on building relationships with middle school, high school students, and then using those relationships to introduce them to a relationship with Christ. My personal experience with Young Life began when my then middle school aged daughter came home one afternoon and said, "Hey, I really want to be involved in this thing that's called wildlife." Exactly what I thought. I said, "I don't know if I want my daughter being involved in something called wildlife." And soon I was put to ease because I met the college students that were inviting her, and I noticed their commitment to her and their devotion to coming and spending time with her at lunch, at schools, and seeing them on a regular basis teach her what an authentic, real walk with Christ looked like. And then from there, I saw my daughter grow as she was able to work through that and to the point where now she is actually a Young Life leader herself. And through that, I've watched them have the opportunity to invite friends that would not normally come to a church function or a church service, but they would come to a wacky program where they got really messy and dirty and just had a good time and fun, and then get introduced to the story of a college leader who God had affected their life, and that's what they wanted to share with them. Then they got invited to Young Life Camp, where they would come and they were put at ease. They were given a chance to totally focus on God and what God was doing in their lives, and be introduced by a solid introduction and a solid presentation of the gospel to them. So this morning, I've come to ask for your support through the mission box for the organization of Young Life, that you could join God in what He's doing in the lives of our kids in our community today. So we appreciate your support, and if you ever have an opportunity to get yourself involved or come and visit Young Life, please do, because you'll be blessed and you'll really see God at work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. All right. Welcome home. And why are we here? To worship God. Please prepare your hearts and your minds as we worship God together.
Good morning to you all. You know, it's always great to see an idea or a vision come to pass. And over the past few months, this church has been working really hard to locate a new Sunlight director. And we are so excited about having Donna City here. And one of the transitions is I've asked her to start leading you in singing in worship starting today. So please, don't disappoint me. You got to stand up here and sing. Donna, please come and lead us in worship.
Why don't we stand and worship the Lord together this morning? As we sing, We Fall Down.
Donna, we welcome you, and if you would like to meet Donna, there's going to be a reception in the atrium held for her after this service, so please show your love and your support. Thank you again, Donna, for all that you do. If you'll now join me for the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be.
There are some names on the screens now. If you can please keep these individuals in your thoughts and prayers. We have Margaret Garriguse and Blanche Dearman, Rehab, and also Hank Brotherton and Hospice. There are additional names that we mentioned last service, but please keep these names and others in your thoughts and prayers. At this time, if you feel comfortable, please grab the hand of your neighbor as we together go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, thy God, how great and excellent is your name in all the earth. And we, O God, your body of believers, come before you now to worship you. For the Psalms encourages us, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough because you're that good. We thank you for your richness. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace that woke us up this morning and allowed us to experience another day. A day that you hadn't even promised to us. By your grace, you've allowed us to enter into it. And now that we're here, oh God, we pause and we just humble our hearts and our minds before you now. And God, we say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness and your guidance. Thank you for your protection, oh Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us. God, we pray for the ministries that make up this church. We pray for marriages this morning and children and youth this morning. You'll just prick our hearts to become open and available to all that you want to do to us and through us, O Lord. God, we pray for Dan Johnson this morning that you'll touch his heart this morning and use him greatly in the pulpit as he ministers the gospel like never before. And, O God, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray, we pray it now together on one accord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
But I know that I've got to make a change. I don't care if I break, at least I'll be feeling something. Cause just okay is not enough. Help me fight through the nothingness of life. I don't wanna go through the motions. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy, Erica, and Caitlin. And Susan's been teaching this dance for a long time. Mark, come up here a minute, would you? Oh, come on up here, Mark. Oh, I don't see. Oh, there it is. That's right. Hold up your hand here, would you? Mark, Mark rides his bike to work every day from Alachua to Gainesville, right? And what day was it? Wednesday? Tuesday? Tuesday. Just riding to work. Got near here, and something hit in your spokes, and you stick got up in the spokes, and I would need that mic, or I can just talk to you. And so, anyway, he's doing all right, but he got back on the bike, rode to work. They said maybe you ought to go to the emergency room, and you had a broken hand, and. That's what I usually do when I fall off a bike, get back on and ride to work. And what did you do, break it right here?
Yeah, it fractured the...
Here, we got you the mic. So
it fractured the metatarsal on the top of my index finger. So.
Okay.
But I was lucky I wasn't killed.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yes, I was wearing a helmet.
This is a commercial for a helmet. This is what I'm trying to do. That's where I'm heading, yeah.
Yes, always wear a helmet.
Actually, Susan and Mark, Susan sent a picture to the staff of the helmet. It had been pretty well beat up.
The helmet was destroyed, but it did its job. So
yeah, yeah. So wherever you, what'd she say, wherever you ride on the, around the house or in the neighborhood or anywhere?
Anywhere.
Always wear a helmet.
Always.
Do you mind me using you for that purpose?
No.
Okay, thanks, Mark. God bless you. I was glad to do it. Yeah. Now, I see a few children out there. Would you all run up here real fast? All the few children are there. Just don't be hesitant. Come on up. Don't let me feel. Yeah, come on up, Mr. Alexander. And anybody, yeah. I've got this really neat video that I want you to see. And we'll be up here closer together. We'll kind of sit over here so we can watch it today. Come on down. Yeah, come on down. Oh, good. Lots of you. Come on down. Yeah. Let's sit right up here. And then we'll turn up there. Do y'all have pets? Don't have pets, but you like animals. Well, somebody sent me this really cool video, and it sort of said pets sometimes learn faster than we do about things. And I like it when you all send me good videos, good stuff. That was really a good one. So let's watch. You can see either screen here, and let's, would you just kind of watch these two turtles, these two turtles. Wasn't that good? Yeah, David, thanks. I showed that for a couple of reasons. One, it was just so fantastic. And has anybody ever gotten through life without needing somebody to lean on? I mean, we all lean on somebody. Maybe you're leaning on somebody now. Or maybe somebody's leaning on you. And that's the nature of the Christian faith. Connie, that was touching, wasn't it? And the other reason I wanted to show it is, if you've never been a Stephen minister, this is what Stephen ministers do. They are there to somebody to lean on for a period of time. The next You all can go back to your class, or go back to your seats right now if you'd like. Next Stephen Ministry class starts in the fall, but Tom Splains will be at the table in the very back if you'd like to put your name down to be considered to talk about that. But Stephen Ministry comes alongside somebody who's gotten tipped over for a period of time and helps get through. So I encourage you to be a Stephen Minister. Now, if you would, as you're able, stand, turn to somebody you didn't come to church with and say something about leaning on them. I don't know what you want to say, but greet the people around you. Welcome them, if you would.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
God bless you. You may be seated. As you've already heard a wonderful presentation regarding this morning's mission box, please keep Young Life Mission in your thoughts and prayers. Young Life Mission in your thoughts and prayers. At this time, friends, let us pray. Precious God, you indeed are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we come leaning on your everlasting arms, O God. We pray for Young Life and we pray for this offering that you'll take our little and make it much for the expansion of your kingdom throughout the entire world. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you.
Hello, my name is Talon Johnson. Today, Sunlight is going to be singing a song called One Day by Mike Siahu. This song talks about how oftentimes we drown our tears and how we are struggling with negativity, but one day our world will change. One day the wars will stop and the fighting will be no more, and our children will play. In Peter 2:8 it says, "Beloved, do not forget this one thing, that the Lord one day is 1,000 years, as 1,000 years is one day." We need to remember that God is with us every day, not just today or tomorrow, but everywhere, all the time, so the day that he calls us home. So now singing this song is Hannah Helmerson. Down. Throwing negativity around.
be praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. There'll be no more wars, and our children will play.
Wow, I just remember when Hannah was little and now she's big and sings so amazing. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Sunlight. Boy, the Sunlight send-off concert is going to be awesome. June 17th, I think. Looking forward to that. This coming Wednesday is going to be the Rejoice concert. Keep that in mind at 6:30. Those of you new, we've started a series of sermons on the Apostles' Creed. Last week we took the first article that was about God, the Father Almighty. Today is the second article, Jesus conceived, born, suffered, died, was buried, and rose again from the dead. My thinking on this is that God loved us so much, He wanted to be with us. You know, when you love somebody, you want to be with them. And so God said this, John said this in John's Gospel, the Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us. We've seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. This past week or so, our daughter, Siobhan, posted something on my wall in Facebook. Whatever the heck that means. But somehow, Jan and I, we downloaded it, and it's a wonderful video about Mom. Now, I know we're a week ahead of time. And next week, Monique's going to preach on Mother's Day. It'll be her sort of farewell sermon, although she's not leaving till June 24th. And I thought, well, her sermon's going to be different than mine, so I'm going to talk about Mom, because here's what the deal was with that. If God wanted to be with us, one of the ways God would be with us is through our moms. Now, that's not to take anything away from the Incarnation at all. It's an indication of, adumbration of, a God coming in Jesus, coming in our moms, and what you moms do for your kids. So it's a powerful video. It may bring tears to your eyes as you think about your own mom, or you think about how you've poured out your life for your own kids. But let's watch this really, I think, beautiful video, and I want to make some analogies. were flooded with memories, yeah, of your own mom. The book of Hebrews said it this way: in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in varying ways. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by His Son. So I want to draw some analogies that Jesus is a lot like our mom. And I'm going to just draw four or five quick things. Imitation is the key to learning. Julie sent me a wonderful text. Matthew 11:28 through the Message. Thanks, Julie. Are you tired? Worn out? This is Jesus talking. Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Imitate me. Thomas Aquinas, the imitation of Christ. Learning from Jesus. Listening to His words. Learn from me. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Don't you wish everybody could have that picture of Jesus instead of the one encrusted with all kinds of religious distortions? So the first thing I want to say is imitation is key to learning. There's a wonderful and powerful TED video. I forget what the initials TED mean, but the TED video is of a couple who I think are students or professors at MIT, and they want to learn how their child learns to talk. What goes into that very, very complicated thing of learning to talk and walk? So they rig the house, every room in their house with cameras of sound, and they take pictures all the time, 24 hours a day. And then with their ability, they streamline it. So they begin to hear this child's first syllables coming out. And they're trying to discern how we do that. And clearly it's through imitating. Imitating our moms, our dads. And that's what Jesus is saying. Imitate me. Learn of me. And I just want to encourage you today sort of block out all the other voices. Go to Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, wherever. Listen to Him. Learn of Him. Let Him help you. Learn from Him. The other thing is, Jen and I think we're curious, worried a little bit about how our own two grandchildren in Virginia would learn to walk. Because as many of you know, our daughter's in a wheelchair 99% of the time. If you watch somebody walk, and that's how you learn how to walk, what would happen to them? Now, they've learned how to walk. They watch their dad. They watch others. I don't know exactly all the mechanics of this, but we learn by imitating. So that's the first thing I would say to you. Let your mom help you. Let Jesus help you. If you notice in that video, the mom is there cheering on and getting them up and walking, taking them to the practice, all of those sorts of things. I just want to encourage you today, let Jesus help you too. You may be struggling through a hard, difficult thing, but let Him help you. He wants to come alongside of you, just like this Matthew 11 says, come alongside me. I want to be with you. Draw on my strength. Just as your mom's there with you, let me be there with you. Just as your mom gets you up, let me get you up out of that tough time you're in right now. That's the second thing. You look a lot alike. You know, you look like your parents. I hate to break that to some of you, but that's the truth. And your kids look like you. And anybody know who that guy is? Hey, Zach. Zach Ayala over there. This is the, P.K. Young won the districts. And that was in the paper the other day. I said, Alice, could I show that on... Doesn't he look a lot like Alice? So there you go, Zach. They scored a run there. Any rate, you look a lot alike. So you and I are created in the image of God. The image of God, it means that we have the capacity to love and to serve and to think and create. Now we learn that that image got tainted, but Jesus can restore that as we invite Him to, as we ask Him to, as we ask Him to come in and work His wonder-working power within us, but you look a lot like your mom. Now, I have a confession to make to you. Now, some of you just woke up when you heard the preacher has a confession to make. It's not too juicy, but I like to watch Dancing with the Stars. I just tell you, I like to watch it. Isn't that awful? I mean, I hope you don't think less of me. But at any rate, I like that show. I like that show. 2 weeks ago on the second night when they kick people off, I forget what it's called, the second night. At any rate, what's it called? You aren't going to admit it. Okay. So they had these powerful stories about, like last week was about a, well, at any rate, 2 weeks ago, was about a little girl who grew up, was born in Sierra Leone. And a victim of that awful civil war there in Sierra Leone. And somehow in the midst of that, she got a disease or an illness that made her dark skin blotchy white all around what you could see. And she said, nobody wanted me. I was known as the devil's child. But a couple from New York adopted her and another girl. And they interviewed the mom. And the mom said, Whatever she'd be doing, she just loved to dance. And they had the means to put her in ballet. And she was currently one of the shining stars in the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis School of Ballet. And she danced this amazing dance on the Dancing with the Stars. She didn't look like her mom, but she was a lot like her mom. And you and I are created in God's image. And I just say to you today, live into the image. Live into the image God has created you to be. Fourth, mom pours herself out for you. In fact, it may be a kind of a word of caution to moms. I don't know how you pull back on what you are innately wired to do, but somehow make sure you plan in such a way that when your kids grow, you still have a life because you tend to pour yourself in. But Jesus poured himself out for us. Psalm 22 says, I have poured myself out. I'm poured out like an empty vessel. Philippians chapter 2 says, he was in the form of God. This is about Jesus. Thought equality with God not something to be grasped, but he emptied himself. Emptied himself. Became sin for us. Poured himself out for us that we might be brought back home to God. And then finally, she says sometimes it's time to come to the table. One of the most wonderful things, but many of the wonderful things mom would say is about 6 o'clock, come out on the back of the porch, front of the porch, and yell out across the field or to the barn, it's supper time. Come on in. The table's ready. You come and you sit at the table and you go over your day and you remember and you experience grace because you haven't done much generally to put the food there, but your mom or dad has. And you experience this overwhelming sense of grace and gratitude. And we come today to this table. And we experience forgiveness because we make our confession. Jesus, you know me. You know me really, really well. And so I make my confession about what I've done. Ask your forgiveness. And he says, I forgive you and I receive you and I now pour my life into you. Eat and drink. Body of Christ, the blood of Christ, broken and shed for you. And so that's what we're doing today. Would you pray with me? Almighty and loving God, we thank you for moms in and of themselves, but because they point beyond them to you, to your Son Jesus, who shows us what you're like. And that you love us so much. So be known to us now as we break bread and drink the cup. Forgive us. Receive us. In the name of Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Would you join with me in this liturgy? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. By the baptism of his suffering, death, resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, blessed it, said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." The body of Christ, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he took the cup and blessed it and said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. Drink from this, all of you. The blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, O God. And on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Ushers, would you come? And I would say to all of you, we invite you to receive the bread and the cup. Don't need to be a member of this church or any church. Just need to want to give your life to Jesus and follow him.
Breathe. body of Christ broken for you. Take and eat. And the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. Almighty and awesome God, it overwhelms us to imagine that you would become one of us. Thank you for those persons you place in our lives that are windows into who you are. And for the incomparable gift of Jesus the Christ. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Would you stand? And as you do, I want to say welcome back home to Becky and Andy Atkins, who've been up in West Virginia. Good to have you back. Drew Weitzman's here somewhere. Drew, nice to have you here. And be sure and welcome Donna City over at the reception in the atrium after we sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Would you take somebody's hand and receive the benediction? Now may the wonderful love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on His face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy when we